Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch various infrastructure and development projects of over 280 crore rupees at Ekta Nagar in Gujarat. City of Ayodhya all set for grand Deepotsav today, aiming for new record of lighting maximum earthen lamps on a river ghat. Scrutiny of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polls in Jharkhand to be held today. Union Minister Piyush Goyal to participate in 8th Future Investment Initiative in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And in Paris Masters Tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden advanced to men's doubles quarterfinals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat from today. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various infrastructure and development projects worth over 280 crore rupees in Ekta Nagar. The projects aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility and support sustainability initiatives in the area. 653 officer trainees from 16 civil services of India and 3 civil services of Bhutan are part of the program. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will reach Ekta Nagar Kevadia in the evening, where he'll inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various infrastructure and developmental projects worth over 280 crore rupees. The PM will address the officer trainees of the 99th Common Foundation course in RM 6.0. The theme for this year's program is Roadmap for Atmanirbhar and Viksit Bharat. On 31st October, the Prime Minister will participate in the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations. He will also pay the floral tribute at the Statue of Unity in the morning. Aparna Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched the expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above in New Delhi yesterday as a major addition to the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will help provide health coverage to all senior citizens regardless of their income. Mr. Modi underlined that to overcome the despair of the poor, his government introduced the Ayushman Bharat Yojana. The Prime Minister remarked that when he meets the beneficiaries of Ayushman Yojana in different states of the country, he feels satisfied that the scheme was a blessing for every person associated with it, be it a doctor or a paramedical staff. Our correspondent spoke to some senior citizens who hailed the inclusion of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana.
पंचानन शुक्ला जो गरीब लोग हैं जो मध्यम श्रेणी के लोग हैं उनको स्वास्थ्य रक्षा के लिए बहुत सुविधा सरकार दे रही है और इससे बुजुर्गों का बहुत लाभ है और यह योजना जो है सभी बुजुर्गों पर लागू होने योग्य है।
तृप्ता शर्मा, मैं उत्तराखंड से, और ये जो आज हमें कार्ड मिला है मोदी जी ने दिया आयुष्मान कार्ड, ये बहुत अच्छा है वरिष्ठ नागरिकों के लिए और इससे हमें बहुत फायदा होगा। अगर हमारे पास पैसे ना भी हो तब भी हमारा इलाज हो जाएगा और मोदी जी का मैं बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद करती हूँ।
मैं संतोष कुमार शर्मा हूँ, देहरादून से आया हूँ। इसी योजना से खासतौर से जो गवर्नमेंट हॉस्पिटल्स हैं उनमें बिना बेरोक टोक कार्ड दिखाइए और इन सबका इलाज आपको मुफ्त मिल जाता है। अदरवाइज दे आर ऑल्सो चार्जिंग, कुछ तो अमाउंट वो लेते हैं, जैसे उनसे आप अल्ट्रासाउंड कराओ हो सकता मार्केट से 25% लें, लेकिन अब इस कार्ड को दिखा के जीरो पेमेंट, मोरओवर मेडिसिंस कितनी भी कॉस्टली हो वहां से मुफ्त फ्री मिलती है।
The city of Lord Ram, Ayodhya, is ready to witness the grandest ever Deepotsav today to celebrate the first Diwali after the consecration of Ram Lala at the newly constructed Ram Temple. The Uttar Pradesh government will aim for the Guinness World Record by lighting more than 25 lakh diyas on Deepotsav on the ghats of Ayodhya, including the Ram Ki Paddy. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and state ministers will be present in the event. We have more from our correspondent.
A total of 28 lakh lamps have been arranged at the ghats of Holi Sariu by the 30,000 volunteers to make a new world record. A team of 30 people led by Guinness World Record team's consultant and the counting committee members of the university have already counted the lamps decorated on 55 ghats. In this year's Deepotsav, another world record will be attempted. It will be of 11-headed people performing the largest aarti together on the ghats of Sariu. Apart from this, special eco-friendly lamps will illuminate the Ram temple. These lamps are designed to prevent stains from affecting the temple's structure and will remain lit for extended periods. Preparation were also finalized for the Sobha Yatra, which will take place on the Rampath today. The Sobha Yatra has 18 tableaux, which are based on the 7 chapters of the Ramayana. Artists from 6 countries and 16 states will participate in cultural programs. The administration is trying to involve everyone directly or indirectly in this Deepotsav. So the facility of Ek Diya Ram Ke Naam is also being provided through the Div Ayodhya app. Om Avasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Madhya Pradesh, a unique temple of goddess Mahalakshmi situated in Ratlam city of the state is decorated with the money and jewellery of local people every year on Diwali. This year, the temple has been decorated with around 4.75 crore rupees. More from our correspondent.
Ratlam's Mahalakshmi temple is the only temple of its kind in the country. In this temple, local people donate their savings and jewelry to decorate the temple during the festival of lights. The decoration continues from Dhanteras to Bhai Dooj. After that, this material is returned to the respective families. This Diwali, cash worth about 1 crore 47 lakh rupees and gold and silver jewelry worth more than 3 crore rupees have been received for decoration of the temple. It is said that this tradition of offering property to God, which has been going on since the royal era, is still being followed by locals. For the security of the temples, apart from private guards, police are deployed in the temple premises 24 hours a day. Apart from this, the temple is also being monitored through CCTV. With Aditi Mishra from Ratlam, Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Major hospitals in the national capital Delhi have made arrangements in case of any burning incidents during Diwali. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS Delhi, Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital and Safdarjung Hospital have made the arrangements in this regard with special teams of doctors deployed. Talking to Akashwani News, head of the Burns and Plastic Surgery Department at RML Hospital, Dr. Sameek Bhattacharya said, 10 to 15 beds have been kept vacant in the hospital.
अटल बिहारी वाजपेयी इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ मेडिकल साइंस और आरएमएल हॉस्पिटल में हर साल दिवाली के मद्देनजर हम लोग कुछ कदम उठाते हैं जिसमें कि हम अबाउट 10 से 15 बेड वैकेंट रखते हैं और आईसीयू में भी बेड वैकेंट रखते हैं ताकि ऐसे मरीज आए तो हम उनको इमीडिएटली भर्ती कर सकें और बर्न का इमरजेंसी हम डायरेक्टली अपने वार्ड में ले लेते हैं और बहुत सारे पेशेंट्स ऐसे भी आते हैं जिनके हाथ में ब्लास्ट इंजरी होता है तो ऐसे केसेस में हम एक ओटी भी स्टैंडबाय पे रखते हैं.
Head of the Burns Department at AIIMS New Delhi, Dr. Manish Singhal, has appealed to the public to be cautious while using firecrackers.
और अगर कोई दुर्घटना हो जाती है तो तत्काल बहते पानी में अपने उस पार्ट को आप 15 से 20 मिनट रखें या फिर कोई गीला कपड़ा लेके उस पे आप रखें. इससे आपको जलन में आराम आएगा और साथ में आपका जो बर्न है उसकी डेप्थ कम होगी और आपकी सीरियसनेस कम होगी और बड़ी सर्जरी की आपको आवश्यकता नहीं रहेगी. और घर में जब आप दिए जलाते हैं तो कोशिश करें कि रास्ते में चलते हुए जगह में या ऐसी जगह पे जैसे स्टेयर केस में आप ना चलाएं जिससे कि उनसे टकरा के आग लगने का खतरा कम से कम हो.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Scrutiny of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polls in Jharkhand will be taken up today. In Jharkhand, candidates can withdraw their nominations until the 1st of November. The polling will be held on the 20th of next month. In Maharashtra, nearly 8,000 candidates, including those from major political parties in ruling as well as opposition camps, have filed their nominations for the 288 assembly seats at the end of the process yesterday, a report from our Mumbai correspondent.
In Maharashtra, a total of 7,995 candidates have filed their nomination for 288 constituencies of the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly. For the Nanded Lok Sabha by-election, 56 candidates have filed their nominations. The by-election for the Nanded Lok Sabha seat was necessitated due to the death of Member of Parliament Vasant Chauhan in August this year. Congress Party has fielded his son, Dr. Ravindra Chauhan, against BJP candidate Dr. Santokh Hambarde. Nominations can be withdrawn till Monday, that is 4th of November. Voting in the state will be held on 20th November and counting of votes will take place on 23rd November. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In Jharkhand, 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase. 634 candidates have filed their nominations for this phase. We have more from our correspondent.
Candidates can withdraw their nominations until tomorrow. Today is also the last day for withdrawal of candidatures for the first phase of elections. 743 candidates have filed their nominations for this phase. 43 constituencies will go to polls in the first phase of elections on the 13th of November. Counting of votes will be undertaken on 23rd November. Meanwhile, search operations have been intensified across the state to seize illegal material and cash. 29 FIRs have been lodged for violation of the Model Code of Conduct. Three Maoists have been arrested in Paki police station area of Palamu district of the state during combing operation. With KK Lal's report from Ranchi, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal reached Riyadh last evening on a week-long visit to Saudi Arabia. The aim of the visit is to deepen the partnership between India and Saudi Arabia. Our West Asia correspondent reports Mr. Goyal will participate in the 8th edition of the Future Investment Initiative FII in Riyadh, a prominent platform that convenes global leaders, investors and innovators. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Following these initial engagements, the Minister Piyush Goyal will head to a bilateral meeting with Saudi Minister of Industry and Mineral Resources Khalid Al-Falah at the Ministry of Industry. This meeting is expected to reinforce mutual priorities, particularly in the areas of manufacturing, which are gaining increasing prominence in both countries' economic strategies. After this, in a nod to cultural ties, Sri Goyal will inaugurate the Diwali Utsav celebration at the Lulu Hypermarket in Riyadh Avenue Mall, Murabba. This event highlights the vibrant Indian diaspora's presence and the cultural significance in Saudi Arabia and symbolizes growing people-to-people connections. In the afternoon, the minister will co-chair the Economy and Investment Pillar Ministerial Meeting at the Ministry of Energy. This critical discussion will likely advance shared objectives in industrial growth, energy diversification, and investment exchanges. The meeting will mark another landmark in Saudi-Indian cooperation under the Economic and Investment Pillar of the Strategic Partnership Council, which aims to foster partnerships across technology, renewable energy, and industrial development. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Oil marketing companies, OMCs, have announced increase in dealer commission payable to petrol pump dealers and the decision to undertake intrastate freight rationalization to benefit consumers located at remote locations far from petrol and diesel depots of OMCs. This will result in a decrease in petrol and diesel prices in several parts of the country. The Indian Railways has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Department of Environment, Transport and Communications of Switzerland to enhance technical cooperation between the two nations. In tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals of the Paris Masters in France last night. The third-seeded duo defeated Alexander Zverev of Germany and Marcelo Melo of Brazil in the pre-quarterfinal in straight sets 6-4, 7-6. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sunil. PM launches health cover plan for citizens aged 70 plus is the top headline in Hindustan Times. The army has said that all the three militants involved in the sneak attack on an ambulance in a military convoy in Akhnoor have been killed in the counter-offensive, reports the Asian Age. Army's assault dog named Phantom, who played a crucial role in tracking the terrorists, have been killed in the line of duty, reports the Statesman. In the past 16 days, 510 hoax threats were received by various airlines in India. More than 100 bomb threats were received yesterday and three arrests have been made, writes The Pioneer. And finally, ahead of Diwali, Delhi's AQI yesterday remained in the poor category. 377 teams have been deployed to enforce firecracker ban across the capital, reports the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch various infrastructure and development projects of over 280 crore rupees at Ekta Nagar in Gujarat. City of Ayodhya all set for grand Deepotsav today, aiming for new record of lighting maximum earthen lamps on a river ghat. Scrutiny of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polls in Jharkhand to be held today. Union Minister Piyush Goyal to participate in 8th Future Investment Initiative in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And in Paris Masters Tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden advance to men's doubles quarterfinals. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.